it for the money. I do it from the heart. I do it with the beatbox. I did it from the start. I do it for the DJs. I do it for the charts. The Van Gogh flow. Luda do it cause it's art. I do it for the fans. I do it on command. I do it for the front row. I do it for the stand. I spit it for the hood. I do it for the block. And since 9 years old, I did it for hip hop.
I don't do it for the cars and the fancy drops. I do it for hip hop. I do it for hip hop. I do it for hip hop. And I don't do it for the chains and the flashing rocks. I do it for hip hop. I do it for hip hop.
They say I'm so low-key, I'm socially awkward. Only niggas who really know me, who I talk with. They smile in the light, hate in the dark. You call it beef, to me it's just a fucking walk in the park. Cause you are who you are when nobody's looking. That's who you are, so when the cash and the cars is gone the day after tomorrow, don't be axing the ball. Ski mask it hard like the way you rapping your balls. I could ride on you and whoever devise new endeavors. I'm as live as a hive full of predators. 20,000 different species of bees. Some have poisonous stings, some just pollinate leaves. Like rap, some just buzz, some will attack. Compromise their own life, in fact. 16 years since my first 16. Parting the rest of my niggas, but I'm the best who ever did it.
I don't do it for the cars and the fancy drops.
I do it for hip-hop. Yeah, I do it for hip-hop.
I do it for hip-hop. And I don't do it for the chains and the flashing rocks.
Why we do it, kid? I do it for hip-hop. Yeah, I do it for hip-hop. I do it for hip-hop.
Hip-hop started out in the park. We used to do it to avoid the knocks. I used to do it so the homeboy Clark could get the fuck off my I knocked off these packs. I used to rap to impress my friends. To pass the time while I was getting in it. Just so happens I'm so elite. Shout out to Grandmaster Flash and the Cavs. And even Jazz Bum Ass. Hip hop helped me wash my rocks. These other rappers couldn't wash my socks. So I took the number one slot. The realest shit in rap comes from my voice box. Lord knows when I was on my clock, I probably never would have stopped. Thank God for hip hop.
I don't do it for the cars and the fancy drops.
I do it for hip hop. I do it for hip hop.
I do it for hip hop. And I don't do it for the chains and the flashing rocks.
Come on. I do it for hip hop. I do it for hip hop.
I do it for hip hop. Hip hop.
Who the fuck farted?
That's probably me.
What's up, everybody? Hey, I'm not feeling well. I'm a little sick, you know. So if you hear my nose running, it wasn't from doing coke earlier. All right, tonight is a very special night. Tonight is this is going to be the night of the most famous trial of the 21st century, the David Whiteley trial. David Whiteley be on trial. He's being charged with reckless endangerment of friendship. Y'all think I'm playing? And basically, he's going to be tried. I'm going to be a judge, Judge Million Dollar. We have a jury of his peers here ready to decide his fate. He's not here at the moment. 12:30, the trial starts. Tell your friends, tell him, cause, not only am I the judge, I'm the prosecutor, so I'm gonna be asking him quite a few questions. He might want to get down here and defend himself. I told him to lose my phone number, yet he still called me earlier. So, once again, not following directions. Anyway, 12:30, David Whiteley begins. Give us a call, 518-580-5783. Alright, holla.
Play something criminal, something.
Yeah, play it for the jury.
G. All right, here we go. Brooklyn Girls, Charles Amazon. The evil genius.
Three letters.
Only I can get away with something like this. Y'all know my name. I'm an uptown boy with soul flavor. The beat is D minor, but I'm also major. I do my own thing, so I owe no favors. Can't do it now, then I won't go later. Haters wanna see the boy get lost in the sauce, but it's gravy, so boy get lost. Nah, I ain't cocky, I'm just stating the obvious. Hey, so the boss, and I'm making his pockets rich. Hated or not, I am great, and I'm about to get greater. Hit the major like I play with Stojakovic. I keep it real, and my ladies do the same. High class chicks that be crazy in the brain. Style so mean, swag is vicious. Smile OD, ass delicious. Stay getting money, no need for eBay. My heart is all the world, but I'm loving BK.
I ain't got no problems with girls out in Harlem, but they ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl. See, I had an oak fling with a girl out in Queens, but they ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl. The Bronx is live, that's where my mom resides, but they ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl. Yeah, sure ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl. Yeah, sure ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl.
She can't be a groupie or whore. She bout getting money in her juicy guitar. Do she get bored with the Gucci, of course. So the Louis she sports till it ain't new anymore. Then she got another one, making hoes getting madder. Getting more money so the price don't matter. Ain't seen her in a minute, no her ass got fatter. And if you think she bad, then her friends are way badder. Kendra's a Christian, never seen freaking in church every weekend. She need to be a deacon. Had a model bitch named V, but we ain't speaking. But I had her screaming whenever I was beating. She been calling, creeping, crawling. Maybe she would chill if I would beat it off. Then Ronisha's fly, and she's sweeter than Splenda. Cause no one ever slows her agenda.
I ain't got no problems with girls out in Harlem, but like a Brooklyn girl. See, I had an oak fling with a girl out in Queens, but they ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl. The Bronx is live, that's where my mom resides, but they ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl. Yeah, sure ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl. Yeah, sure ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl.
Smoke the la la la. BK getting money, no 9 to 5. Mama sing, mama sign, mama cosign. Don't make sense, but admit it, it's kinda
invasion.
Girls down with that ride or die, so I always keep one right by my side. See, I love New York, I ain't gotta lie. So if you miss it with my ladies, it's homicide. I got a friend named Shayna. She like Bill Bellamy and how to be a player. Shorty is a player, can't nobody play her. Can't nobody gamer, cause she ain't a gamer. Baby girl ballin', kinda like the Lakers. If you a traitor like Shaq, then see you later. Player, she do it so easy, it's kinda like a layup. She can lay up with your boy with no makeup. Keep doing her and I'ma keep doing me. Even on the road, I'ma keep 2 or 3. Bad BK chicks that speak fluently. In the Hamilton language, girl, speak to me, please. I remember when I couldn't get a girl for shit. Now I can't get rid of any girl for shit. So when they look at me, I don't look away. I spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. Now let the hook play.
I ain't got no problems with girls out in Harlem, but they ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl. See, I had an oak fling with a girl out in Queens, but they ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl.
The Bronx is live, that's where my mom resides, but
they ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl.
Okay, look, if you want to just keep doing the same old thing, then maybe this idea is not for you. I, for one, am not going to compromise my artistic integrity. And I'll tell you something else. This is the show, and we're not going to change it. Right?
Never will I ever utter never to myself. Fall in love with defeat, throw my endeavors on the shelf. I never back up like Cleo Lemon on myself. Lemonade connoisseur, life's lemons coming out. When life gets sour, no ice still devour. I remember Peabody mice trolling up the shower. Now it's motorbikes, warm nights out of Maui. And white bitches and light-skinned women be smiling.
DC star, a PG legend, Moco phenomenon, homes, I'm all of it, yeah, they all love it, they'll critique John Lovitz, and whack hoes hating on Key, out in public, see, welcome to fame, where most of us is gonna change, if you never do, still niggas look at you strange, niggas mostly assume, niggas make up they news, once you made it, you cool, they like, well, you brand new, really, it's subconscious, they see a star, no longer the underdog, so nobody won't walk with you, they all talk like you think you was a god and shit, but you the same that you always is, yeah, they all convinced, but all the shit, this all be different if you had an office gig, yeah, and I'm the same, on everything I love, on everything I love, please pardon my integrity, come on.
What were you thinking? What was going on in your artistic integrity? Where did you come up with that? You're not artistic, and you have no integrity. You know, you really need some help, but a regular psychiatrist couldn't even help you.
Yeah. Check it. So, my chin's high like a Japanese pilot. They frontin', they Charles F. Dutton moving garbage. And what you callin' that so-called hard shit? Nothing like me, like I found in a convent. To content my content, I'm on ends meet like a vegetable omelette. See? So the more you see, this few niggas speaking like me, so they put me in a box with he and them, which is more of a circus than a fair. They work to get theirs, so to work to get theirs, I'll be nothing but a replica, looking in the mirror, respect still there, but your boy's right here, we app on orange, but everybody Paris, they say I'm Lupe, they say I'm Lil Wayne, they say I'm too jaded to portray New Lay, they say I'm too nice to be a rapper, the prerequisite is gun clapping, so what happened, they label me a backpacking nigga on fashion, I laugh at them, though Mr. West, I ain't mad at ya, see, here in the soul mode, I'm in my go-go, only thing in common is these fucking my tomorrows. Yeah, live from Soho, and ho told me I blow Joe. See, I rap like a lifetime blown nose. All I know is I'm nearly at a line nose. Me now, I'm lesser than a guard, but higher up than y'all. A lie in the doormat, line up when firing the ball. Pause, Maya Angelou spawn, abandoned and raised by Nas. Raised by the sharks, but I'm swimming with the pond. I found my own lane, meet Mr. Falarin.
Yeah, we're back. So, real quick, what we're going to do is, instead of keeping y'all waiting all the damn time.
I was asleep. Just got a text from the
person on trial.
He said he was asleep. I don't know what that means. He's coming, but he said he was asleep.
Yeah, so, instead of keeping y'all waiting, because I think it's going to be a lot of talking. So, I'm going to drop you out an exclusive right now. BK Slife featuring Mickey Fax and Compu Shakespeare. Stars. Shout out to all of them. And Compu Shakespeare should be doing a track for my mixtape. So, check it out. Listen very closely. And it should be dropping tomorrow. Here we go.
Charlie David Whiteley in 10 minutes. Hold up. The Illiterate Shakespeare. Track drops tomorrow. What did you say? I don't give a damn. Play it. The Illiterate Shakespeare. The Illiterate Shakespeare.
Oh, well, what up?
This is an Oh My God show exclusive.
Here's what you get. Yeah. When you take the three brightest stars, put them on one track. BK Sight. The Incomparable Shakespeare. Mickey Fax. Come on, let's go to lift your bottles up to get home with Will Smith the idols.
This is my God show.
It's like what you mean. I am not Jay-Z, I am more James Dean. Yes, I'm a star, got all these dudes hating. You don't believe, then check my Q rating. He is one of the fresh new faces. Make way, embrace some rap's new generation. Come on, understand I'm the rap's Scorsese. This my biopic, nobody can play me. Try
this
act
is
like
a my God show.
Ray, so Ray saw Ray, they ain't never saw Jamie. I ain't crazy, out of my mind. I tag BK Safe on the Hollywood sign. From rags to riches on the poverty line to a star in the sky, this is quality shine. Yeah, everywhere we go, people know who we are. Yes, I'm a star. Yeah.
kiss you a star. You don't need big chains or fancy. This is a Oh My God Show exclusive. I'll kiss you a star. Who'd ever thought we would take it far? Yes, I'm a star. Yes, you a star. Where you are. Yo, Shane, talk to him.
I used to wish a shooting star that I'd be a superstar. Now they all say I got super bars.
Like this is the Oh My God Show exclusive.
Just this week and I'll do the squad. It's the takeover, guess who's in charge? Better yet, it's a coup and I'm star. Call me Fidel, the Cuban cigar. I'm a supernova, a constellation and dudes on poses. Hardly on par, he who laughs last.
This is the Oh My God Show exclusive.
Don't get gassed or past success. There are all dummies and there's no crash test. I'm money in the bank, I'm an asset. Everywhere we go, people know who we are. Yes, I'm a star, yes, you a star. You don't need big chains or fancy cars. Yes, I'm a star, yes, you a star.
This is a Oh My God Show exclusive.
Yes, I'm a star, yes, you a star. Wherever you are, wherever you are.
Freaking minus the cape, this is how I'm super. Pull up to the club in a styled out cougar. Remember, y'all used to like my supers. You copped them like, look, now I'm Uber. Time out,
this is
Uber,
a Oh My God Show exclusive.
Seems like y'all write swag 8 day. Cuban cigar, see the ash in the tray. Shorty ass in my face, till it's cash in the waist. And I'm a big tipper. Glass of wine, homie, I don't sip liquor. I ain't no fraudin', I ain't no hipster. I ain't no star, cause I'm the big dipper. A constellation, shittin'
this
on
is
a
Oh My God Show exclusive.
Y'all is hatin'. Dog, I'm pacing. Talk is Nathan. I'm hot dogs. So catch up. We all been waiting.
Everywhere we go, people know who we are. Yes, I'm a star. Yes, you a star. You don't need big chains or fancy cars. Yes, I'm a star. Yes, you a star. Who'd ever thought we would take it far?
This is a Oh My God Show exclusive.
Wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are.
Just look up in the sky. We there. Just wanna know what they gonna say now. What can they possibly say now?
Well, this is a Oh My God Show exclusive. You dig?
It's about to be a problem. Serious problem. Come on.
This is a Oh My God Show exclusive. You dig?
Y'all love David Whiteley begins in 5 minutes. Once again, everybody, text your friends, call your peoples. David, if you're listening, I really advise you to come down to the studio. Once again, y'all love David Whiteley begins in 5 minutes. Sorry.
In the streets, I'm peeping gang. I can't trust you, no, no. All up in my business, man. I stay on the low, no. Say they really, really fake. Can't mess with you no more. Closest people to you, so I be rolling solo. Creeping on the low, creeping on the low, low. Creeping on the low, low. I be rolling solo. I'm creeping on the low, creeping on the low, low. Creeping on the low, low. I be rolling solo.
More money and more problems. What Biggie said, it looked like it's true. Used to be my homeboys, but now I'm paid today trying to sue. My garage got Jaguars. My garage look like a zoo. Middle finger up for the haters. Hope the hater here isn't you. Super cool, that's real cool. You can feel like you got a friend, but I ain't trusting my money counter, and that's the reason I count again. You saw the Forbes. I'm suspicious, thinking everybody wanna take my riches. Can't take my money out my account, cause my bank teller get motion sickness. Back and forth, back and forth. I'm in the streets and right back in court. Candy car built like a tank. I in my crib built like a fort. Let's go to war. I ain't George Bush. I promise y'all I'm gonna be prepared. Cause I ain't trusting my weapon either. And that's the reason I keep a spare.
In the street, I'm keeping game. I can't trust you, no, no. All up in my business, man. I stay on the low. Say they really, really fake. Can't mess with you no more. Closest people to you. So I be rolling solo. Creeping on the low. Creeping on the low. I be rolling solo. I'm creeping on the low, creeping on the low, low. Creeping on the low, low. I be rolling solo. I'm creeping on the low.
I ain't hanging with none. none of y'all.
Why?
Outcast like 3,000. Win a Grammy, thank God and family.
And
all of y'all, I'm gonna leave out.
Out.
You don't like it, then peace out.
Out.
Look around and I see doubt.
Out.
I've been known to get to the president's like Barack is on speed dial. Yeah, it's all about me now. Don't want you and don't need you. You don't grind to get to the money and you ain't hungry, I won't feed you. I ain't hanging with no hater, no faker, no diva.
I
do it big and they say they did and try to take my credit like stole Visa.
It's lonely at the top, I'd rather be alone. Cause the closest people to you, the ones who gonna do you wrong.
Backstabbing me for a broad,
nah.
Promise I won't lose no sleep. Cause Jenny Craig could be your freak, but my bank account gon' stay obese.
In the streets I'm keeping game, I can't trust you, no, no. All up in my business, man, I stay on the no-no. Say they really, really fake, can't mess with you no more. Closest people to you, so I be rolling solo.
Creeping on the low,
creeping on the low, low. Creeping on the low, low. I be rolling solo. Creeping on the low, creeping on the low, low. Creeping on the low, low.
Luda.
I be rolling, I be
tell you what I be doing, man.
Creeping lower than low. Light another blunt, I'm smoking the dro. Choking, loking, never provoke him. But the trunk will get popped and I'll open the door. Lungs full of smoke, got me slower than slow. Feel like I'm trapped and there's nowhere to go. So I just pull out the bazooka, blah. Put a fucking hole in the flow.
Luda,
I'm so dope with the flow. Trunk full of speakers, pocket full of good. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, grain, gripping on the wheel. Turn it, blow another sack. I earned it, earned it. Blow another amp, pull another tramp. Light another blunt, burn it, blame it up. Hear my flow, I changed it up. Everybody grab your gats and hold them, load them, stock them, lock them, cock them, and aim it up. Bang it up, off in the sky. Catch me rolling off in the ride. 26 inches, leave them defenseless. 45 always tucked to the side. Open your eyes, see me cruising. Cause I keep winning and these boys keep losing. Plus I'm the pimp of the year. Players is hating and hoes is choosing. Look at all the hoes you losing. Then look at all the game I got. And you can catch me creeping on a low, low, looter on a solo, beating the block. Keeping game, I can't trust you, no, no. All up in my business, man, I stay on the low, no. Say they really, really fake, can't mess with you, no more. Closest people to you, so I be rolling solo.
Creeping
on the low, low. Creeping on the low, low. I be rolling solo.
Come in the Terry
Man. 8-3-2-5-1-4-0-7-3-0.
Holla at me, hater.
Keeping on a low, low.
While we wait for Mike Thomas, I'm about to play something right quick.
I don't know if this will work in quick time. I don't even know if I can play and record at the same time, but we're about to find out.
Should be fine.
Hopefully. Creeping on a low, low. Y'all here for the trial of David Whiteley?
I was like, y'all got
probably
real quick.
Coming to the mic. I guess we ain't playing no song.
What was you gonna play?
Some new Lil Wayne shit.
Alright, so yeah, definitely. We ready to go. Can somebody hit the lights, please?
Hey, oh, I was like, what? Yeah, being a doctor.
Thank you, cool. Cool is so cool. This, I didn't mean like that. I did not mean like that. Can you turn the lights on? Thank you. All right, so the trial of David Whiteley begins.
Woo! Clap it up, clap it up.
I don't know. I guess he went in underground hiding. He's in exile or something like that. If all the jury members could please come introduce themselves, I really appreciate it. Jury member number one.
Yo, yo, yo.
It's your boy Mike Mason Fire. Dixon. I know you see me on the mic. Like somebody came out. So Mike Fire.
You know it is. Go Fire.
Please, all the jurors, state your number too, because I'm going to forget.
Juror number 23.
This is cool.
Yeah,
this is cool.
It's not plugged in.
And this is Milchi. From the Kingdom of Sutherland.
Oh.
Female juror.
Oh. Tiara.
I'm female juror number one.
That's right.
You don't know what no man's stamina. That's not what I heard.
I'm in the middle of texting and talking.
Creeping on the low, low. Where you at, David?
All right, so the trial begins. Oh, so much evidence to bring up. We have so much evidence. Once again, David Whiteley's been charged for reckless endangerment of friendship.
You all get to determine his sentence. Whether I should be friends with him.
Guilty.
Whether he deserves any friends. Come on now, you gotta at least hear the joint first.
No, we was there.
Whether he deserves any friends.
I witnessed
the
count.
Where do we start? I mean, I knew. Oh. The glorious night. All right, so this past Friday, we had some people over at the Dayton. The main residence on this campus. On this campus. Shout out to you, sir. And what were we doing?
Chilling.
I mean, damn, can I get a nigga to tell a story with me?
Chilling. Chilling, drinking, playing some dominoes. Some, what else was we playing tonight? Playing Uno.
PS3. David couldn't play certain games for obvious reasons.
He was getting it in.
Real quickly, David can't play Fight Night because he wants to reenact the game every damn chance he gets.
What do you think is real life?
We can put $20. Doesn't own the joint.
Hey, well, if you listen to it, you might want to be here right
now. On my joint.
Because this is recorded.
Tell me what people playing at my house, on my games, in my system. So, that's Exhibit A. That's the first piece of evidence that we have right there. What happened on Friday?
Friday.
Because my memory is a little shaky.
I bet it is.
We was all chilling. Fine.
All chilling. Laughing our A's off like we normally do at the Dayton.
Everything was great. Oh, so we got some music playing, right? They're having a party next door downstairs, so they got mad music. It was Danielle's birthday. I'm still not going to give you a shout out, but it was Danielle's birthday.
So we chilling, listening to music.
So first he texted me, all right? Because I had some, what you call that stuff? Yeah. I had some Puff the Magic Dragon. I had an herbal remedy because, you know, I've been a little stressed out. You know.
Yeah, they're...
That's actually what I told the lady at my rehab.
I was stressed, okay?
But that's neither here nor there. So, you know, I had some herbal remedies in the home. So I paid for these herbal remedies. Apparently this gentleman thought that he put in on these herbal remedies. And tells me, you know, he texts me, if we're going to be doing that, you got to turn the music down. And I thought we was you and I was dyslexic or something like that because I was the only one that paid for it. You know what I mean? So if I choose to share with you, that's one thing. But if you telling me what we're going to do, that's definitely a problem. So he's telling me if we're going to do this, you got to turn the music down. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm not stupid. I know that. So, you know, we dropped the situation. So we was playing PS3.
Yeah, right? Me and Mike was playing PS3.
And I don't remember what the hell we was playing or what was going on. Everybody was doing their own thing.
We was rocking football.
We was rocking football. Fine. Everything's cool. So you lost.
Yes, I did.
No.
That was my first time playing.
You had your ass whooped.
That was an L. That was an L for me. Haven't played. I took my L.
At least be honest.
I was like, I said before I started, I was like, I haven't played Madden since like 06. I was like, I'm about to lose. And I did.
Badly.
Horribly.
But yeah, anyway, terrible. So the defendant, David, come on, man. Come defend yourself. The defendant, it was his turn to play. So he's playing me. Fine. This nigga here, he gotta set up all kind of special plays in between. He gotta do audibles. He running the clock down at the end of the game so I can't get to come back. I was like, all right, no problem. Cool. It's fine. I let that go. So then he said, let's play NBA Live. So I put on NBA Live. This nigga wanna set up all his plays before we get started. I said, yo, you're not a coach, son. You press the buttons and we get it popping. What's up, Chantry? You press the buttons.
Jackson.
You press the buttons, we get it popping. You win or you lose. It ain't that serious. And I don't have time to be waiting for you to put your team through training camp and all this other stuff. I'm not feeling that, alright? So whatever, that situation is over with. Then the Mill situation happened, but I'm blurry as to how that got started.
Wait,
so please, come on.
Which situation?
The Rocks.
The Rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'ma set it up. We was shutting. Nah, it was Campus Pro before that?
David, come defend yourself.
Campus Pro was before that.
Alright, so hold up. Once again, they're having a party next door. It's Danielle's birthday. I'm still not gonna give you a shout out.
Nah, it was before.
Right. So
we chilling.
Hold up, our neighbor's having a birthday party. They're playing music, man, loud. Or whatever. Fine. So we playing music loud. Fine. Ain't nobody got a problem with it. We're going to get to the garage.
We're getting there.
So then, So then I guess campus safety, I guess campus safety goes to their party to shut it down. And then they want to come into our house.
Then we heard a knock, and Tierra was like, "I'm not getting it," because she knew it was gonna be campus.
No,
safety.
Take it away.
All right, hold on. Nah, she heard the knock. We didn't get it. So we sitting there chilling. We hear voices behind us. So we see Campus Pole coming up the stairs. So we turn the music down for a second. He was like, "Oh yeah, you gotta turn the music down," and blah blah blah.
I'm like, they asked Miller to turn the music down, and Miller's response was, "You don't like this kind of music, sir?"
He's like, "You don't like this kind of music, sir?" That was so funny.
They were like, nah, y'all good. Just turn it out a little bit.
Yeah. So, all right, then they bumped. And, like, right after that, I was like, all right.
Was it before campus
safety? Nah, that was because that's when hold on. Then when campus safety left, I left.
I was doing laundry, but that's going to be important in a second.
Yeah. Was Rainy them there when campus safety got there?
No, Rainy wasn't there.
Nah, before that, they was there before. Rainy, Jenna, and what's his face was there. They left right before campus safety. Yeah. Then I left as soon as campus safety left. I was like, all right, I gotta go home, get something to drink, cause there ain't no drinks left, and I gotta get my phone charger. So I walked out, and like as soon as I hit the stairs, we heard a tah. I was like, what the fuck is that? So I kept walking. I got outside, and some dudes were standing there, and they like turned their backs when I opened the door. So I was like, all right. I kept walking. Texted Mike. I was like, Mike, some white dudes outside throwing rocks at your house.
Before he said anything to them, he gonna walk away and text me.
I was like, I don't live there. I was like, I live at Maple C. I'm a visitor at 7 Dayton J. I live at Maple C. So I kept walking. I texted Mike. He was like, all right, good looking. So I kept walking. I saw campus safety coming behind me, going to Poplar, because they was shutting down Poplar. So after that, that's when Mill can jump in with the rest of the rock story.
Yo, we hearing his rocks from the inside, yo. And I walk out, you know.
You went by yourself.
I went by myself. My ace, I'm a gangster.
Mill, how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
Hey, that's besides the question.
No, because Mill's not a big dude. Mill is like my size.
I'm like half your size, dude. Take you divide by two.
So Mill goes downstairs and is downstairs, whatever happened. Then I get a text from Andrew. Now before, alright, as soon as Mill go downstairs, Dave is like, yo, you go downstairs and help Mill out. I said, nah, Mill got this.
Yeah, and I'm outside problem. Right there, and you know I'm asking him.
The green ain't worried about yellow.
What does that mean?
You know, me and Brad go together like Hansel and Gretel. Okay. Well, in the ghetto, the cycle is a merry-go-round. So you curse once they cut off your umbilical. I remember when life used to be miserable. What? But since my brain changed, I've been seeing miracles. Yeah, man, real talk. Treat life good, it'll treat you good back. Hello, I'm just a mellow fellow. Hello. Just give me a bud and a cigarello. And I'ma keep it ghetto, cause I stick with it just like Velcro. Cause I'm mellow, 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 mellow. I'm just a mellow fellow. Cause I stick with it just like Velcro. Cause I'm mellow, 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 mellow.
Shut up, Ashley.
Mellow, mellow. I'm just a mellow fellow. Chill.
Song's over.
Hey,
song is over. Can I get a song?
I love that game. Too.
Can I get an instrumental in the background?
Instrumental.
You recorded? You recorded?
Apparently.
What did he say to you in the kitchen the other day?
In the kitchen?
He's trapped in the closet.
Nah, it was when you was in the, I think you was in the kitchen. We were sitting on the couch.
Hold on, right now.
We were sitting on the couch. He was like, yo, I know why we can't play Fight Night no more. And I was like, I bet no why. It's because of you, dummy. Listen, this idiot, I can't rock Fight Night.
So what? We can play the Death Jam game.
I'm at you volunteering TJ game. Like, you can go to TJ room and play Death Jam if you want.
Ain't that we got David in the street now? That he want to volunteer other niggas' games at other niggas' houses? And you doing the same thing. You shall be inflicted with cancer.
What?
Alright. Yeah. So, this ain't no Emmett Till kind of trial, but you know.
Emmett Till. Everybody's black at this trial.
All the evidence? All right.
We got other evidence.
That's a different trial.
You
want to focus on this trial?
Pass, please.
You said the past week.
Hello.
You want to you don't get multiple times. That's double jeopardy.
Can somebody come get on the mic? It's just a beat playing mad loud.
So, which one? Oh, the first?
Inappropriate content.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the second part B of his trial goes towards inappropriate touching of people.
Mute it.
Without the permission of that person. As in, if I didn't know this dude somewhat, he would have got cut.
That ain't matter.
Somewhat. So that's the second part of his trial. Anytime you decide that you're going to wrap your arms around somebody and yank them to you, number one, without their permission, and number two, plant your lips where you don't know where that person's lips been, you don't even know them on like that, on their face. And they are, I already got a skin disorder. I already got acne. I don't need my face to corrode away. So that's
wow.
It. That's it for me. That's it. That's,
can we get the chubby bunnies in here?
The chubby bunnies.
Neil, your story now.
Wow. Yeah, man. Yeah, play Testify, Common. You ain't got that instrumental? Hey, yo. I don't know who's locking the red light.
All right.
You need to let me testify. You can't never. You can't never. Huh?
Are they old enough to do it?
Whoa. You remember that out? No. See? They're not
old enough. Alright. Can
I
turn
it down a little bit?
Part C.
Can I just
Oh, I do know that
shit. Yo. Yeah, anybody. So. This happened. This happened like 2 hours ago.
Oh!
You know? Okay. I'm from a meeting and everything. I'm at the D Hall. I have good company. I'm about to have some dinner. You know?
Dinner.
Then my man shows up. Yo, Milk. Man, I gotta talk to you about something, you know? Man, you know I'm your boy like that, man, you know? Oh man, I think it's something I gotta. Man, I'm thinking this dude is getting kicked out of school, or he just done killed somebody by mistake, or some major thing like that, you know? He just like this shit sounds so major, like, yo man, I gotta tell you about something, man.
Like how he goes, yo, let me talk to you for a minute.
Yeah, he was like, let me talk to you for a minute. I'm like, all right, man. Cool, like, you know, let's walk. Tell me what's going on. He's like, man, I was in the room with this girl, man, and was talking shit about you, man. He said,
he was
in his room with these girls. And, you know, they say you mad creepy, man. You know, they said you creepy, man. I'm like, who are you talking about? And he says the name. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck that is.
Hey.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I don't know who the hell that is. He's like, yeah, man, you know, there's this girl. She says, you mad creepy, man. Like, you know, you was trying to feel her busted. I'm like, dude, who's that you talking about? She says, she's an international. I'm like, international? I did the FTI. And then.
FTI!
You know. Then after that, well, he comes and joins us. You know, I'm not like, I'm sitting with this friend at the table. We're having a conversation. My man comes and sits with us. Then, as we talk about it, you know, he describes the internet. I'm like, wait, I think I know that girl. You talking about that? Well, you know, tell him to go jump to. So, I'm pissed. I'm pissed at that moment. So I go back to my room after that, you know, after he has hyped this shit up and he's got me all mad and shit. And I'm going back to my room, I'm like, okay. Because I've got this person on my Facebook.
So I write this person a note.
Very personal message.
You know, I'm trying not to be too aggressive. You know, I'm just trying to find out what's going on. I'm like, Mike is gonna read the whole message. All the messages, Mike, go ahead, read the whole exchange.
You know, I went to school in the Bronx and like 2 nights we're reading.
So you can watch the Bronx text?
Shit, I ain't go to Bronx. Hi, person. David Whiteley tells me that at a recent gathering that you guys had an
upper vote. Whoa, he's on his last name.
I think everybody knows what you're talking about.
Wow. Whoa, you said his last name. You stay off that coat, brother. David Whiteley tells me at a recent gathering that you guys had, unprovoked, you said that I am creepy, which I find very surprising. I don't know what would prompt you to say such, because I don't know you and you don't know me. I'm not the one to deal in hearsay, but if it is true that you are talking trash about me, I would like to kindly urge you to stop, because the consequences might not be pretty. Have a good night. Mill is an eloquent assassin, yo. He was shut you down nicely. I feel bad for any girl who heart you, bro.
Hi, Mill.
Whoa. Hey, get a female.
Whoa.
Get a female voice.
Hi, Mill. Whoa. Mill. Oh. I can't talk.
Wow. Oh, man. Okay. I kept telling David. Shut up. I kept telling. Damn, that worked. Got nothing.
I kept telling David that you're a nice guy. Did he mention that to you? I'm guessing not. One night you were pretty drunk, and I don't know if you remember it, but you kept holding me, and I was a little creeped out. Is that not fair? I never bitched about you, Mel. I'm sorry you felt like I did. I really didn't mean to. Person.
Yes, I remember my drunken stupor, though the details of dancing with you are a bit blurry. If I behaved inappropriately, I apologize. I was a bit peeved when David told me that you said that, especially because he approached me at dinner, interrupted my company with a friend just to tell me that, and made a big deal of it. I don't know what was his intentions was, and I don't know the context of your conversations, but I appreciate you clearing it. Best, Mel.
People talk too much in this car for no reason anyway. Have a good weekend, person initial.
So, analyze the situation, Mike.
So basically, this dude is hyping Mill up, telling him that these girls are talking all this stuff about him. Didn't think Mill was going to say nothing to the girl. And then when Mill did, it turns out that, you know, the situation wasn't as big as it's set to be.
As always.
As Chantry said, as always.
The way he liked to put, yo, let me talk to you for a minute, son.
Yo, I thought somebody had diamond, like, you know, Obama got assassinated or some shit major like that, you know?
Listen, hey, we got 10 minutes left in the show.
I'm at this dude check of a whole show.
Is
that important?
Yo, we had
it. Is the jury ready to decide a verdict?
Wait, you gotta give the unbiased opinion.
Last call for anyone, character witness, David Whiteley in a positive manner. Cool.
Was that a what? Because you want to stand a what to character.
I thought he was bad.
I'm not even listening right now. So.
Okay. Juror number one. Wait, once again. On the count of, on several counts of reckless endangerment to a friendship, how do you find David Whiteley? Juror number one.
I don't know who 1, 2, and 8 and all that was. So.
Guilty.
Juror number 2.
Guilty.
Juror number 3.
Guilty! Guilty! Guilty!
Juror number 4. Juror number 4, please.
Guilty.
Guilty. Juror number 5.
Toothlessly guilty.
Toothlessly guilty.
Juror number 6.
In 1957, back in Tennessee.
Guilty.
Juror number 7.
Guilty.
Now the defendant was accused of shooting 3 little white women with a Winchester rifle.
Guilty.
Okay.
I guess he is.
From about 50 yards away.
on several counts of reckless endangerment of friendship. David Whiteley has been proven, that was an accident, has been proven guilty by a jury of his peers. Before we get into sentencing, please, can I get a little something over there? You got the joiner? Can I get a little something over there, please?
He thought he was gonna get off with that old I'm blind excuse. But oh boy, he had another thing coming.
The jury will now go off and deliberate on
guilty! That nigga is guilty!
Sir, settle down. You have to go deliberate.
I don't need to deliberate. Hang that nigga now! I got the rope right here. Get off of that old I'm blind excuse. But oh boy, he had another thing coming.
The jury will now go off and deliberate on
guilty! That nigga is guilty!
Sir, settle down. You have to go deliberate.
I don't need to deliberate. Hang that nigga now. I got the rope right here.
Okay. Okay.
Burning.
Soaked in gasoline. Soaked in gasoline.
Huh?
With some celery in my damn hand.
The colonel's gonna be here, though. That's all I know.
Not celery.
So, David Whiteley once again found guilty by a jury of his peers. They don't need to deliberate. They'll hang that nigga now.
Who got the rope?
Sentencing. How do we sentence this guy? Hold up, one at a time. Everybody say what you feel the proper sentencing should be. Do we give him parole? Is he on probation?
He already violated parole.
I know, right? He violated parole more than one time. To more than one department.
This is Survivor.
He's already on probation.
Hold up. Boo.
Put out his torch and cast him off the island. That's what I say.
Ooh.
He's on
25 with an L.
25 with an L?
He took a lot of L's, though. He took a lot of L's already.
Chantry's with...
They cast him off the island of the Dayton.
He has without three the torch. Consecutive
lines. TJ, please. Everybody, come to the mic. You know, people can't hear you from a distance.
I say 30 buckets to life.
30 buckets to life.
I'm mad everybody using it.
I say probation for the rest of the semester.
The rest of the semester?
No, on,
a week?
He's already on probation. He already on.
Everything you gotta say.
But
before he does the apology speech, before he does the apology speech, he needs to see a dentist.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
We never get that.
Say it. Don't spray.
I want the news, not the weather.
That's stupid.
I want the news, not the weather.
I say that we should have him write an apology, and then we should get some more tea. And roll it in the apology, and then make the apology to straw, and then we should hang him with that sweater with the skull that looks just like his face.
That.
You went hot.
That was serious. Nah, some of y'all haven't seen the sweater. Andrew, you got a picture of it?
Somebody play Go Hard right now.
Whoa!
Andrew, can you describe the sweater?
Which one?
No, it's a regular cotton sweater.
Hold on, he's about to tell y'all what the sweater looks like.
The one me and you saw with the skull. Is the skull on the back?
Yeah.
The skull on the back and his missing teeth in the same place that he is.
I'm dead too.
No, we're not serious. It was one day and he was a radio show. And he took a picture with it on his Helio, sent it to like three people out of the room, and we all said.
Listen, that was custom made, right? That cost money.
I swear that dude.
Was he wearing it?
He acts like that dude in that Shakespearean play. Maybe he like reincarnated and shit. Who's this villain in this Shakespearean play?
That's a lot of Shakespearean plays.
Okay, whatever. Rain doesn't make me mess this dust up in the podcast. I'm trying.
Wait.
Does anyone else have any more, damn girl, what the hell are you doing to me? I'm light.
He
You better lay on Danny like this. Get the hell off of me. Throw my ass on the floor. You'll wake up on time. Listen, if she dies in here, we're going to have a trial for real. Now somebody better resuscitate her ass.
Nah, the apology stuff sounds good.
The apology sounds good.
Yeah, so everyone.
Hold up, does anyone else have any more punishments or what do you call this? Sentencing?
But the apology has to be written on like a huge ass placard, and then he has to stand in the middle of the D hall with a huge ass apology.
He has to apologize on the radio. Two, he has to apologize on his Facebook status. No, he has to apologize on his Facebook status. And then three, he has to write a note on Facebook and then tag everyone.
Hold up. Does anybody else? Anybody else have any more suggestions? Hold up. Hold up. Does anybody else have any more suggestions?
Buy everybody in the room a nickel bag of Jazz and if he could get a group.
And if you all drink tea, pass it over here.
If he could get a group on Facebook made and get enough people to support him being back in the group, then he could be in. Say he got to get 50 people on his Facebook to say that he could be back in the group, and then he could get entrance maybe, like, and it. Still with the apology.
On top of the apology.
All right.
And then we'll deliberate it again.
All right. You stupid.
No. The number of people has to go up a bit. Listen.
Hold up. We got to be more specific about who those 50 people can be.
Hold up. We only got 3 minutes left in the show.
No.
They have to.
Over 130 pounds.
Listen.
And no chicks over 50.
Rainy day went hard. Your ass is stupid. You about to be on trial for belligerence.
She fell over and pushed me over.
Listen, we're going to try this again. All right.
Somebody should be writing this thing down.
All right. Hey, who likes Danny's suggestion? Raise your hand if you like Danny's suggestion for an apology.
What was it?
It was on the radio show. It was the apology on the radio show, apology on his Facebook status.
For a week? Yeah. His Facebook status gotta be like that for a week.
And then he has to write an apology note on Facebook. And
can't delete it for a month, at least a month. Can't delete it for at least a month.
And then tag everyone.
Tag all of us.
Tag everybody.
And create a group and have 200 people on it. Within 2 days. But in the meantime.
And then wait. And then send his the full picture to just words that says, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so then Bob wins.
Give him the silver first.
No, give him
morning and winter.
Give him, that when we come back, that's the day? Yeah, we come back.
December 1st is the last
one. We come back.
Give him Thanksgiving to think about it.
He got Thanksgiving to think about it. But in the meantime, don't come to my house. You see me, you don't know me, all right? Real quick, real talk with the Dope Boys. Episode 3 is going to be shot in my house Saturday from 6 to 8.
Yeah, it's a potluck.
It's a potluck. If you want to bring some food, this is Thanksgiving edition, hour-long edition. The host is going to teach y'all how to make some non-traditional
TV dinners.
Some food. You know, I got a couple tricks up my sleeve. I'm going to make some nice stuff for y'all. I'm going to make a Facebook group between tonight and tomorrow. It's a 10 guest limit. First 10 niggas that hit me up. What you mean, what? It's my house. Try fitting 10 people in your room.
You can't fit 10 people on a camera. More than 10 people on
exactly.
A
camera. Exactly. In addition to the
Yeah. Nah, not in addition to the dates. Nigga, if you don't come, you don't come. But we got 10 guests. I'm inviting niggas on Facebook tomorrow. And we're gonna get it done. But David, don't come to the show this week. Don't come to the Thanksgiving dinner.
He can
go to Falstaff's if he wants.
Damn shirt on if you gonna go to Falstaff's.
Don't ask me or quote unquote irresponsible TJ to get you no alcohol.
I'm mad you just put me out.
Nah, he said you was irresponsible.
I heard about that.
That should have been the trial.
That should have been the trial.
Oh shit!
I better be in that note.
Oh.
gonna get right.
This better be up as soon as possible, because this was good. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you all being in our courtroom tonight. Shout out to Ashley. Shout out to everybody else who's listening.
Matt Brock.
Shout out to Matt Brock. shout out to my cousin. Her birthday was yesterday. She turned 28. Happy birthday, Khadijah. Shout out to my grandfather. All right. Yes. Shout out to my pops. I don't have anything funny to say about him right now. Shut your mouth. That's pretty much it. My mom is crazy as hell. F you. And that's pretty much it. Thanks everybody for coming through.
We're
going my awesome. But thank you for listening.
All right, we're signing
coming,
out now.
Sharing. And we'll keep you posted on.
Tune in sometime.
On a convicted friendship
now.
Blower.
We might do a show next week if you're here. I think I'm probably gonna do one
for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I might be here.
So. I'm gonna definitely be here.
If you're here over Thanksgiving break, Maple C, bring some alcohol or something to eat.
All right, everyone.
That's
well,
right, and if you got a PS3 adapter, you might want to use that too, because I'm taking mine to the Bronx. Woo! Clap it up, woo!
Have a nice night, everyone. Take care.
You don't know how sick you make me. You make me
sick to my stomach every time I think of you. I.